A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiresis Chafav, Kiresis 26b, pagination is 52. We're starting at the Mishnah on the third wide line, which begins, Hamafrish Beis Seloyim La'osham. A person designated these two coins, they're called Seloyim in the words of the Mishnah, they were called Shkalim in the words of the Pasuk. He designated these two coins La'asham for his Asham atonement karban. Now, there are certain averus, certain violations that are going to require a karban Asham. And the basic statement regarding a karban Asham, which can be found in Vayikra Hey Tesvav, is be'erkecha kesef shkalim, that the value of the karban has to be plural shkalim, two shkalim. And that's what the Mishnah refers to here, that the person designated two sela'im, again, sela of the Mishnah is the same as the shekel of the pasuk. He designated these two coins la'asham for the purpose of the asham. Now, a little background, I believe, will be helpful. The Rambam in Psulei Mukdashim, Perek Dalid, Halacha Chaf Beis, codifies the details of this requirement. The Rambam writes, Kolo Asham Osha B'Torah, all cases of Asham require Kesef Shkolim, that it's worth two such coins. Chutz me asham mitzora va asham nazir, except for the asham of the mitzora and that of the nazir, which have different rules. But if you have, for example, the Shita Mikubetzes Yud Gimel says asham shifcha charufa, that particular type of asham, it's supposed to be two shkalim. Halacha Chav Gimel in the Rambam. Huzlu Elim, if the animal that's eligible to be your karban has gone down in value. There are so many, price went down. V'lo yimtza ayil b'shtei slayim. He doesn't find a ram for a legitimate shtei slayim. I'm sure you could pay whatever you want, and the person will take the extra money, but it's not a legitimate price. Ein lo takono. You have no choice. You can't bring your carbon right now. Ela yishe ad sheyukru. You wait until it goes up in value, and it'll be worth shtei seloim. Sharei hikpida Torah al damav, because the Torah was makbid, was careful, stated a requirement regarding its price and value. Halacha chavdalid hifrish ashamo. Let's say he did designate it. Bishas hafrasha yafes sela. When he designated it from his herd, it was only worth one such coin. Uvishas kapara yafes shtayim. And at the time that he's bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's worth two. Kosher. That's fine. Conversely, Bishas hafrasha yafes shtayim. At the time you designated it was worth two. Uvashas kapar yafes sela, and at the time you're bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash, it's only worth one. Harei zeh posel. It's posel. The pasuk told you this is one of the parameters regarding this karbon. Let's now look at our Mishnah, which is going to give us a slightly more sophisticated case regarding Me'ila, where he took some of this money and bought a second karbon. We'll do the first two cases of the Mishnah. Hamafrish beis selaim la'asham. A person designated two selaim for an asham. V'lokach behen shnei elim la'asham. And he designated two elim for asham. So he didn't really do any me'ilah. He didn't do anything wrong. He designated them both for the asham. Perhaps he wants insurance that if one of them ends up with a mum or something. But he's got two elim, neither of them are worth two selaim because he bought two of them with that. If it ends up that one of them is indeed worth two sela'im, either because it really always was, just he got this discount, or it was only worth one and now it's worth two. So yikarev la'ashamo, then he's quite fortunate. He can bring one of them as an asham because it's worth two. Va'asheni yire ad sheyistoiv, and the second one would go to pasture until it gets a mum. V'yimachar v'yiplu damav l'nedava, and its money would go as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash treasury for karbanos. So that's the scenario where nothing was done wrong, but we needed to make sure that we had a two sela'im value in order to proceed with the karban. A new case is lokach ben shnei elim lechulin. He took the money, which was designated for asham, as was described in the first four words of the Mishnah, hamafrish beis sela'im la'asham, and he took that money and he bought two karbanos chulin, non-sacred, non-designated for the karban asham. So now he has a situation that he took money designated for hekdesh and used it for non-sacred purposes. He's also got a karban me'ila on his head for the violation of using the money for non-sacred. Echad yafe beis selaim. One of them is now worth two selaim. Ve'echad yafe asara zuz. And the second one is worth 10 zuz. How much is 10 zuz? So at first glance, we hear the word zuz, and we think, well, that's less than sela'im. But actually, two sela is 8 zuz. And by painting the case in such a way that the second animal is worth 10 zuz, what we're really doing is saying it's worth more than the two sela'im. It's worth 10 zuz. And it has enough in that second animal to be not only a karban asham, but also to fulfill the mitzvah v'chamishi so Yosef alav, the obligation to add a fifth of the value of what he exported illicitly from Hekdesh. If he exported illicitly from Hekdesh to Sela, that's 8 zuz, then a fifth externally, that means you divide the thing into four and add a fifth, is precisely 10 zuz, and that's why the second animal was configured, in our case, to be exactly the right amount for the asham me'ilos, says the Mishnah. Hayofesh shtei sela'im yikarev la'ashamo. The animal that's worth two sela'im can be brought as his karban asham, the basic asham. V'hasheni l'me'ilaso. And the second animal that's worth more than two sela'im, it's worth 10 zuz. That's 8 zuz, the same as two sela'im, plus the 2 zuz of the chomesh. That brings us to the 10 we described. And that second animal would work as the karban asham, and it incorporates the extra fifth that he has to add towards kodesh. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.